I've spent the night in that Disneyland hotel because administrators were meeting there. I got to the point where I was only accepting speeches from educators. I didn't want to get out of my field. I have had a chance to speak on a myriad of subjects, and I never, I believe in the, with all the, my conviction, if it's dishonest, really, to write a speech about an industry you don't believe in. So I turned down a lot of them, and I have in the past. But why? Why would you?
So you're asked to come out and speak to their group, puff them up, talk about how great they are.
Yeah.
And when you take issue with them and don't believe in them, you turn some pretty good money away.
Well, I told that gal at the Downtown Rotary Club, you know, they had an executive secretary because they were big. They were the largest Rotary Club in America at one time. I said, are you sure they want me to speak? And she said, I've cleared it with the board, and you give them hell, Frosty. Boy, the Tulsa World covered it. Oh, I spanked their butts. I said, we got to get past this. What's in it for me? We ought to be thinking, what's in it for Oklahoma? What's in it for our children? I said, look at how we pay teachers. No wonder there's a terrific turnover. Oh, I got two standing ovations. Honest to God. I drove back down the turnpike, and I got to the office, and I had a phone call. It was from her. And she said, they loved you, Frosty. They loved you. And then she represented the Tulsa County Bar also. And they asked me to come over, and that's that book they gave me over there. I said, some of you give lawyers a bad name. Let me tell you what a good lawyer is. A public defender, because those people are penniless. Taking a case that you know you can't win, but the guy deserves an honest and fair trial. And I went down the list, and I was thinking all in the back of my head, my daughter had taught me that. That all lawyers aren't greedy, aren't pigs, and they loved it. Oh, a couple of them got up and walked out on me.
Were you ever intimidated, or you must, or was there anything you would, I better not speak this, I better not write this because of what could happen? Did you ever come to those moments?
Yeah, once when we named the top 10 worst 10 legislators, 5 in the House, 5 in the Senate, I got a threatening phone call, and I went out in the garage. I used to love to Philip had a first baseman's mitt and a catcher's mitt, and he played a lot of baseball. And I got a bat, and I put it in the back seat of the car. I carried that bat for quite a while, but I never heard anything else.
Are there issues you took a stand on, and then later on you saw the other side and you reversed your stand?
Yeah, the Ethics Commission.
Tell us about that.
Henry Bellman traveled all 77 counties. I had to follow him in cheap motels. Oh, Lord. He was trying to get a constitutional amendment creating an ethics commission. And I said, yay! Oh, this is wonderful. This is wonderful. I was wrong. They don't even fund it. Marilyn has two clerks.
Marilyn?
Marilyn's the director of the Ethics Commission. They meet, and it's a joke when they meet. And they've got hundreds of cases of complaints filed. You know, it could be a city attorney somewhere or a councilman. You know, it's statewide. It's constitutional. I really bit on that.
Favorite issues for you have been education?
Education, politics, and social issues. That's the only thing I'll speak on. Mental health, public health. Do you realize that 8% of parents are now no longer getting their kids vaccinated in 8 states? That's in the Tulsa World this morning. Oh, do you know what they're you know what? They could cause an epidemic. Because, literally.
Yeah, and tell us why they're not vaccinating.
Vaccinations doesn't work and might screw them up. They interviewed one mother on the TV this morning. I think it was NBC. And she said, well, if I don't have to, no one can make me. Yes, you can. In Oklahoma, you can't go to a public school unless you have your vaccinations. But 8 states don't require that. I hope they get on board really fast.
Unions, you've...
Oh, I'm a strong union man. And I'm not talking about the longshoresmen or all this violence and terrible stuff. Unis comes from the Greek word to stand united. The Republican legislature has done everything in this world. Do you know that the teachers no longer have trial de novo? They can appeal to district court. You know what the OEA said? We've got 5 lawyers. We'll appeal for you. Mm-hmm. But what does that leave the Oklahoma City teachers, AFT, American Federation? They don't have 5 lawyers. Why would you do that? And they've changed the pension. Do you know that I have a sister-in-law that has taught 31 years in an inner-city school in Oklahoma City? And her pension, after 31 years, is $1,400 a month. Shame on us. Shame on us. And luckily, she's married to a doctor. And, of course, she spends several thousand dollars a year. She said, they come to school, the shoes don't fit, the first day at school, hand-me-down clothes. And the worst thing is, and I'd never heard it expressed this way, they're ashamed of being poor. Mm-hmm. Wow. And I said, when are you going to take the cruises? You know, you and Jerry deserve some. Don't do like Ellen and I did. Put it off. And she said, not as long as my kids need me. Why you know where he spent Thanksgiving Day?
Where?
Elk City, ER. A doctor called him and he said, I just got a, what is it, a tweet? Is that what they call it? Mm-hmm. And after 13 years of marriage, she broke up with me on a tweet. She said she's moved all my belongings into a little house in Elk City.
Wow.
I can't face it. I can't face it, Jerry. Help me. He knows him. They went to medical school together, OU. He went out there. He gave up his Thanksgiving. That's a Troy for you. That's a Troy. They're an amazing bunch. And I'm Irish. I go to bed sometimes really depressed, and I wake up in a new world every day. Yay, charge! I can't get down here fast enough. I used to love to go to the Capitol, but any more during a session, I dread it. Because Clark Jolly and those people, they belong to that, what's his name's club. I hate government so badly that I want to reduce it to the point where what is left I can drown in a bathtub. They've signed that pledge to him, Grover Norquist.
Right.
He was here. He got the pledges signed. Why would anybody sign something like that? They cut taxes in the first 2 years of control, $771 million, and now a tax cut this year of $120 million. How many textbooks would that buy? Do you know 1017? Henry Bellman is rolling over in his grave. Do you know that 1017 is gone? It's gone.
And why is it that when we cut our budget, education gets cut? In fact, it's one of the first. And we seem to talk about how important education is, but we don't fund it.
Yeah, everybody will tell you, oh, boy. And the fact is, they just did an Oklahoma poll in the Tulsa World, and it's the Oklahoma poll is a good poll. 74% strongly support public education, but they won't vote that way. Do you know that in last November, regardless of the Democrats badly outnumbering the Republicans, the Republicans cast 100,000 more votes than the Democrats did. In fact, as I lay another one on you, in the year 2000, 2% were registered independent. Last year, it was 11%. They're disgusted with both parties. And that's an easy disgust to have. Only one.